We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping at a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining the Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 28th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors discussing next steps for Bob Jones Bike Trail. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101 in Paso Robles postponed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m., on the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The bike trail is a 4.5-mile pathway designed to connect San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. The agenda says easement of most properties along the trail have been approved and funding has largely been secured through an $18.25 million grant funded by the California Transportation Commission. However, in August of this year, the board failed to approve the use of eminent domain for 1.2 acres of a necessary parcel to complete the trail. Per the board's direction, staff has returned with an update. The agenda says the first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. The second is to phase the project and collaborate with Caltrans and SLOCOG. By phasing the project, Caltrans would use their right-of-way on the US 101 to complete the middle section of the project, realigning the trail to be adjacent to the 101. The county will continue to work on the ends of the project. The county, Caltrans, and SLOCOG would need to complete 95% of their plans, specifications, and estimates by January 27, 2025 for this alternative approach to be successful and for the county to hold on to its secured grant funding for the project. The board will consider whether to work with Caltrans to complete this project in phases or reapply for future grant funding. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101 in Paso Robles postponed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Overnight closures for the Highway 46 US 101 interchange were initially scheduled to start this week, beginning Sunday and continuing through Friday, November 1st. However, CHP announced these closures are canceled and will be rescheduled. CHP says the new dates for the road closures will be announced once confirmed. When work begins, travelers are encouraged to be aware of message boards, flaggers, and highway workers. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Poor Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have served in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, on inviting listeners to join them for the Poor Fest.
Come on out and enjoy the day with us, you know, meet some veterans that are going to be there. Had it not been for the men and women who went and served this country, we wouldn't have what we have today. And I really believe, you know, $100 for this event is going to be, it's really cheap to support our veterans, because when you look at our life, you know, and you look at their life and what they were willing to do and what the men and women who actually gave the ultimate sacrifice, you know, it's just going to be a fantastic day, and it really makes you feel good about knowing where your money's going.
100% of proceeds from the Poor Fest will benefit Honor Flight. The Poor Fest includes a dinner, wine tasting, and silent auction. For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, visit honorflightccc.org. The 27th branch of the Early Day Gas Engine and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKenney, president of the 27th branch of the association, with information for this event.
Well, the swap meet is held Saturday, November 2nd. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 1, and we'll be at 2010 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles at the Pioneer Museum grounds, right next to the fairgrounds. There's a $10 seller fee and no charge to buyers. We really like to incorporate some more local interests. We're always excited to get some of the younger men and women involved in this hobby. It's something that, that a lot of us are more elderly.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start this morning and go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Public Works says travelers should expect delays of up to 20 minutes as flaggers run control of the Main Street overpass. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin today. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue, Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road, San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts, with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times. Country Club Drive's work is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works says the entire project will be completed in December this year. In sports, Major League Baseball for the World Series. Game 1 had the Dodgers beat the Yankees 6-3. Then in Game 2 on Saturday, the Dodgers once again beat the Yankees 4-2. The Dodgers now lead the World Series 2-0. The series continues tonight for Game 3 at Yankee Stadium, with Games 3-5 taking place there before the teams return to Dodger Stadium in Games 6-7 if necessary. For the NFL, KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 27th, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 30-24, the Chiefs over the Raiders 27-20, and the Commanders beat the Bears 18-15. The Chargers over the Saints 26-8. In Monday Night Football, the Giants will face the Steelers. Then in high school football, on Friday, Morro Bay beat the Greyhounds 56-34. Mission Prep defeated Pass Rebels 26-16. Nipomo inched past Templeton 17-14. This week, for the end of league play, the Bearcats will host Lompoc. The Templeton Eagles will take on Cabrillo in a home game. Atascadero travels to San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay hosts Nipomo. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News, just over a week from Election Day, with lots of focus on voting security. Jen Easterly is the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, assuring voters they can feel confident in casting their ballots.
Election officials have put in place multiple layers of safeguards, cybersecurity protections, physical access controls to protect election infrastructure from compromise.
She says our election systems are safe as they've ever been. CISA working with state and local officials to prevent voter fraud and tamp down on misinformation. Editor Gavin Newsom announcing a proposal that would double the tax credit the state offers to producers of films and TV shows that shoot here.
And there's an old saying, if you want to do well in the future, you got to invest in the future. And so this is about investing in the future of this industry, future of the state, the values we hold dear.
LA Mayor Karen Bass says the credits are necessary since the level of production still hasn't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Gas prices in the state, $4.59 a gallon, down a nickel from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Transform your autumn at the Allegretto Vineyard Resort, a welcoming haven in the heart of Paso Robles wine country. This October, unwind in luxury at the Serene Spa Allegretto. Find your new favorite dish at the Cello Ristorante and Bar, or enjoy an evening with friends nestled around the welcoming outdoor fire bowls. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book your stay today.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. When Kitty Verhoff was earning her bachelor's degree in business administration, she did not imagine that she would one day oversee food safety for a California grower, packer, and shipper. Verhoff works as the food safety manager for San Joaquin Valley-based AC Foods, which has farms in California, Oregon, and Australia. As an eight-year member of the Kern County chapter of the California Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Program, she is also talking to college students about different career possibilities in agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff, officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route south of Creston on Highway 229 near Rocky Canyon Road. The collision was reported at around 6:38 this morning. The vehicle was reported to be blocking the southbound lanes at the time of the initial report. CHP currently has a unit en route. Again, there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route south of Creston on Highway 229 near Rocky Canyon Road. The collision was first reported at around 6:38 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 42, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, clouds on Saturday with a 45% chance of showers, sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Low 70s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, and 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open higher. Investors are anticipating high-tech earnings this week, starting with Alphabet tomorrow after the Wall Street close. Boeing shares are down 0.5%. The aircraft maker will sell additional shares, raising up to $19 billion to boost its financial position as it continues to deal with production caps and its machinist strike. McDonald's sales have been at the highest levels in years, though Wall Street analysts say the E. coli outbreak will be the focus of its earnings coming out tomorrow. The meat in its Quarter Pounders was found not to be contaminated, so the sandwiches are returning where they were removed from the menu, but without onions. McDonald's shares opened higher, up nearly 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
There's a reason when you think of spas, you think jacuzzi. The Jacuzzi family developed pumps for bathtubs that started the spa industry. Slow Spas has been a dealer since 1983 and is family-owned and operated. Slow Spas carries top-of-the-line infrared saunas and Jacuzzi and Bellagio spas. Slow Spas installs and stands by their products. Your body deserves the best. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Fire Captain Paramedic Ross Porter. He is taking over the administrative fire captain position from John Prickett. We'll be discussing, among other things, the Pulse Point app. Pretty amazing and helpful to all. And then Susanna is still working on confirmation in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's go right to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, on this Bob Jones Trail thing, and there's one other issue that's coming up about the Nacimiento pipeline again tomorrow at the Board of Supervisors, and I want to compare these two things. So this guy that doesn't want his land sold for this bike trail is one of five. There was five or six other landowners that said no also, and the county sued them in 2021, and so they filed a lawsuit back against the county. So the highly paid staff of our county that we hire the best because we have to pay the most knew for years and years and through lawsuit that these guys didn't want to sell. So they lied on the application to get the grant. They should be fired.
Okay, was this public knowledge?
I just looked up a bunch of this morning. All the articles are in the different online newspaper sources of this story.
Was this brought up at in public at any supervisor meeting?
Some of it. I didn't know about the other people. The last time they brought this up. When Supervisor Arnold said, "Hey, we're not going to condemn any land because this is where they tried to change the
wording."
The
wording.
Yeah. This is not a bike trail. This is a like a road project. So at that time they said, "Well, the only holdout was this guy Burnell," which, according to these stories in the lawsuit, that's not true. I'm going to bring it up tomorrow. The other thing, and the reason I wanted to compare it with the Nacimiento pipeline, is you had a problem in the Margarita Ranch area on a creek crossing that they're having to do the repair. So the initial repair was $60,000 to investigate it, that then went up into the $400,000 or $500,000 range once they started investigating it and dig the hole and put a camera in and look at the pipe. And last week or so, and tomorrow, they're going to reaffirm spending over $800,000 because now the price tag has gone up some more because there's more problems with the deal. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't fix it, but here's the problem. This pipeline was started like December of 2007. So actually, this is, say, January 2008. Within the first year, they killed three people. Two of them drowned in the pipe. One guy got backed over by a truck. For 8 months after they turned the thing on, they complete it in 2011, turn on the water, and right away, they got to shut off the water for 8 months to do a repair. So then they shut it off again in 2011 for a repair, 2014 for a repair, 2019 for a repair, 2021 for a repair. Here we are, 2024, more repairs. But what is the total amount of time that line's actually been open? What are the total amount of costs that have been extra taxpayers' money spent on these repairs? There was five different contractors, three different sections of the pipeline being built simultaneously because it changes sizes. And who was the project manager? I know that the public works director was a guy named Pavel Ogren at the time, who was also the guy in charge of the Los Osos sewer project that had all kinds of failed problems. Again, I'm going back to the highly paid, best staff that we have to pay for that can't seem to pull their head out of there. You know what?
Well, again, Greg, we talk about this almost daily. There is no accountability. in government.
No, and you know what? You know, in 1959, this is when the San Luis Obispo County, who didn't want to participate in the Nacimiento Dam, the dam cost $7 million back way back then, but they didn't want to pay for half of the dam. They could have had 200,000 acre feet of water, half of the water. No, they waited, and then they got 17,500, and then over 60 years before they start the project to actually use the water, then another, you know, four or five years with all these problems when the water, that pipeline is like $200 million for 45 miles of pipeline.
Yep.
And so and the county is the owner and the operator, and then you have the participants, and none of the participants all wanted this water, and they're going to use this water, and none of them have used a large portion of their water while they're crying about, well, we need supplemental water, because they don't want to pay the price tag to clean it.
Well, I mean, the other thing is it seems like it's broken every couple of years, so they can't get access to it as well.
Yeah, so tomorrow I want to ask them, since in the last month or so we've hired what I call the, a consultant off of their carousel of consultants for doing a report at $300,000. So I think they should hire one of their consultants, pay them $300,000, do a study of all the repairs, all the costs, all the problems, and then they can give the study to a committee. We'll form a committee, and we'll look at the study, and then every few years they can update the study, because that seems to be the only thing they know how to do.
Yeah, they can't get it fixed. Well, that's it's only money, Greg. Don't worry about it.
OPM.
Yep. That's it.
Oh, hey, Chris. My driveway is 3 miles north of Highway 58, and Rocky Canyon's 1 mile north of my driveway. The accident, whatever it is to the south of me. So it's between, it's about somewhere in the, because that Highway 229 is 9 miles long. So it's in the last 3 miles of the Highway 229, whatever it is. The ambulance and the fire engine went past my wife this morning. So
okay. Well, all I get from CHP are rough estimates as to the location. Right here, it just says southbound Highway 229, just north of Rocky Canyon. That's all I get for locations.
No, when you said that, I called my wife to say, hey, did you pass an accident on your way to work?
Did she?
No, it went past me.
Okay.
You did exactly what they reported, because I looked it up. But
all right.
It's a thing. Thank you, you guys.
All right, good luck tomorrow, Greg. All right, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock, The Right Choice, KPRL, and both lines are open as I'm speaking, not we. Okay, so suppose a school district that was failing and had some issues regarding, behavior. And you had every parent in the school district, again, we're pretending here, every parent in the school district come to an assembly. And let me reiterate, I'm pretending. And this school district had a leader and said to the parents, hold on a minute, I'm going to the phone line. I'll get back to this. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to follow up with you guys with some more info and another alternative or choice for voting next week. I went to the Republican headquarters Friday for an additional observer training, and there was people like us that are poll workers as well that were there. And another option that people have is to show up at their polling place, you know, with their ballot at home or in the car or whatever, go in and say, hi, I'm here to vote. They'll look up your name. They'll say, oh, it looks like you were issued a vote by mail ballot. And you would just tell them, no, I'm here to vote in person. They would call the county and make sure you haven't voted and issue you a precinct ballot without surrendering your physical ballot. And then if for some reason they show that you've already voted, they were saying at the meeting they encouraged us to call the sheriff's office and file a identity report that, because you didn't vote yet. But usually when they call the county, there's usually no issue. They'll just issue you your precinct ballot. Because once your vote by mail ballot is your own personal property. So you can choose to either bring it in and surrender it or you know, leave it in the car and they'll call down and find out for you, too. So I just wanted to pass along that info.
So you're saying this for those that plan to go on Election Day?
On Election Day, correct, yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering if what kind of backlog there could be of getting through if it is a, you know, pretty decent problem. And would it prevent anybody from not having their vote counted?
Well, if they do vote by mail, I can tell you the vote by mail boxes get put aside in order to make room for the precinct ballots. The precinct ballots take priority, and those are counted night of at election. And then they go back, once all the precinct ballots are counted, they go back to counting the vote by mail. So if you voted early, I mean, and your vote by mail ballot, you know, is already in, more than likely it'll be counted before election day at this point. But come election night, they stop counting vote by mail and they start counting the you know, the precinct ballots, because they are, your vote by mail also has to be signature verified on top of everything.
Right. Okay.
So that's just an additional step versus coming in, then calling the county saying, oh, you're right, you haven't voted yet. Here's your precinct ballot, and you're just signing the roster. It's already done. Everything's already, you know, checked and verified, and there's no delay in your vote being counted night of election. But if you want it counted early, and I know some people that went down and dropped off their ballot at Republican headquarters or you know, in person at the county clerk in Atascadero, too, either way. But those are definitely just some extra info for you guys.
All right. Well, appreciate it as always.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Okay, so we're back in the auditorium. And as I mentioned, every single parent from the school district is in this auditorium. And again, we're pretending here that a leader of the school district stood up in front of this failing school district with grade issues and discipline issues and said, you know what? It has been proven that uniforms reduce distractions, will help your students' concentration level, and it steadies behavior in this school district. Parents, would you be in favor of this? Again, we're pretending here. I wonder what the parents would say. I would bet right out of the gate there would be so many excuses. So many excuses. Because at the end of the day, this is going to be best for your child. Not only now, but in the long run. It's not going to stunt their creativity. It's just going to help them and to understand that there's an appropriate way to present yourself in situations in life. This is the training ground for it. And depending on the job, if you should show up for a job interview and you have decided to be a cat that day, I'm guessing you're probably not going to get the job. So, California school dress codes, though, they do have certain guidelines, and dress codes must be reasonably related to the student's health and safety. For example, schools can prohibit gang apparel, which the California legislature considers hazardous. Although, gender neutrality, dress codes must be gender neutral, and students can't be disciplined for wearing clothing associated with the other gender. But what's interesting about this one is they talk about distractions. Now, if somebody showed up in your class and they're dressed as a whatever, opposite of what they are by birth, do you think that's a distraction? But you can't do that. Okay? You can't. And of course, there's a whole bunch of other stuff here, jewelry and hair. They can wear hats, but not in the classroom. You can wear hoodies, but not in the classroom. You must take them off. It says hair must be clean and neatly groomed, and the list goes on. And pass, so you can go on and look up your own pass rooms. But there is, again, I was pretending on the uniform and the positives as opposed to the negatives for kids wearing them in school. I was surprised on Friday we had someone call in and said there was the Long Beach School District, I think he said, that they've had a uniform policy for many, many years. I had no idea. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. And the second is to phase the project, collaborating with Caltrans and Slow Clog to complete the middle section of the project. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin today. Affected roadways will be parts of Capistrano Avenue, Del Rio Road, and San Andreas Avenue. Work is estimated to be completed in December. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A week and a day until Election Day and the battleground blitz continues.
Trump will be speaking with faith leaders. He will deliver remarks at the National Faith Summit hosted by the National Faith Advisory Board in Powder Springs, Georgia. Then he'll hold a rally at Georgia Tech. For her part, Vice President Kamala Harris is holding a joint rally with Governor Tim Walz in Ann Arbor, Michigan tonight. She will be making other stops, including at a semiconductor facility in Saginaw.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Over the weekend, Trump rallied at Madison Square Garden.
Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
While Harris went to Pennsylvania.
Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
North County Weather.
At 9.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Turning out mostly sunny on your Monday, highs in the upper 60s, couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s. We'll do upper 60s again on Tuesday, 70 Wednesday, back to upper 60s. Thursday, Friday, mid-60s Saturday with about, let's see here, they've got a little bit of wet stuff maybe late morning. Right now it's about 49%. Okay, then clearing up. Sunny Sunday, low 70s. Week from today, sunny, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:22 a.m., 6:12 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Good sturdy handshake that looked you straight in the eye, and they'll go the extra mile for you. Okay, it's coming up, the Veterans Day. The Veterans Day, they've got, I'll get to that in, this is from the Atascadero Elks Lodge. They will have their Monday, November 11th, and they're hosting a Veterans Day dinner beginning at 5. That dinner is free for all veterans. That's coming up in Atascadero Elks Lodge on November 11th. Again, that's for all veterans. It's free, begins at 5. Also on the community calendar, weekend of events for the Atascadero Printery. November 9th is the second annual Small Produce Wine Festival at the Printery from 6 to 8. Sunday, November 10th is the Gala event at the Allegretto from 5 to 8. Public is welcome to both events, and the tickets are available at atascadoprinters.org. And let's see here, or you can call 805-466-1961. So thank you very much in advance, they say. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. Remember, you don't need a special day or occasion just to get something nice for someone to say, I miss you, I thank you, or boy, did I mess up. All right, Corinne Nickel, Tammy Swank, we have Katrina Viborg Davis, Josie Rose, Steve Bolin. They said there's two of these, Robert Finley, number two. Yes, indeed, down there. And Maria Sanders. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of. Let's see, who? Very good. Edith Head. She's the Academy Award-winning designer. 1897, 1981. Elsa Lanchester, the actress. 1902, 1986. Dr. Jonas Salk. 1914, 1995, Dodie Goodman, the comedian and actress, 1915. 2008, the Rotten Commissioner of Baseball, Bowie Kuhn, 1926, 2007. Cleo Lane, the award-winning singer, 1927. Who else do we have here? Jim Beatty, Track and Field Hall of Famer, Distance Guy, Sullivan Award, that used to be a big-time award. 1934, CDB, Charlie Daniels, 1936, 2020. Basketball Hall of Famer, Lenny Wilkins, 1937. The actress Jane Alexander, 1939. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Curtis Lee, 1941-2015, From the Shadows. Hank Martin, he was a guitar player, 1941. Dennis Franz from NYPD and others, Blue, 1944. Wayne Fontana, The Mindbenders, The Game of Love, Love, 1945. He passed away in 2020. Thelma Hawkins, Louisville Lady. She was one of the backup singers for Tony Orlando and Dawn. 1948, Thelma was born, and whoever was born, the name was Bruce Jenner, whatever, oh, Caitlyn Jenner now. 1949, Annie Potts, the actress, 1952. Everybody's favorite rich guy, Bill Gates, 1955. Lauren Holly, the actress, 1963. We also have on the list Jamie Gertz, the actress, 1965. Julia Roberts, she was born in 1967. Terrell Davis, running back, 1972. Country singer, pretty good one, Brad Paisley, 1972. And Lauren Woodland, the actress, 1977. And I believe Lola Tung, she was born in 2002. All right. Passing away on this day, The Killer. Yes, indeed. Jerry Lee Lewis. 2022 is when he passed away. Oh, Mr. Grand Old Opry helped Dolly get going, and that would be Mr. Porter Wagoner. He passed away in 2007. You know, he charted over 81 singles. That's not too bad. Again, 2007, Coach Red Auerbach, Arnold, he died in 2006. The richest girl in the world, so they said, at the age of 12, she and her mother inherited $60 million, and that would be equivalent, when did she do that? Well, when she was 12. Anyway, Doris Duke died in 1993. Let me see, I go back on that. Between 60 and 100 million, equivalent to 837 million in today's, okay. And again, Duke, that's to, that money there. Okay, so, oh, that's it. All right, well, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a very, very distinguished career. He came out of Brooklyn, New York. He went to this, it's called Boys High School, and it produced not only this gentleman, Lenny Wilkins, but his teammate, classmate, Tommy Davis, who was a two-time batting champ, played for the Bums and a whole bunch of other teams, and also produced one of the greatest basketball players besides, well, Lenny wasn't one of the greatest, but he was in the Hall of Fame. Connie Hawkins went there as well. But Lenny Wilkins, he went up to Providence, was a two-time All-American, and he was a first-round pick, sixth overall by the St. Louis Hawks, and he went on to have an NBA career as a player. He was a nine-time All-Star, All-Star MVP, assist leader, and he averaged about 17 points, about 8 assists in his game, and about 6 rebounds. That's not too shabby for a point guard. And then he became a coach, and he was a NBA champion as a coach, coach of the year, 4-time All-Star, head coach of the All-Star, and also was on an Olympic team with the, you know, the, what are they, the Dream Team. And he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame 3 times. Just think about that. First in 1989 as a player, as a coach in 1998, and 2010 as part of the Olympic Dream Team. And again, he was an assistant. He was also named to the 50th anniversary team in the NBA and also to the 75th anniversary team. So he's had quite the career, and being the only person in both the NBA's 75th and the 50th as a player and as a coach. That's an amazing career for the kid from Brooklyn, as they say. 6'1", 180 pounds. Lenny Wilkins goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Overnight closures for the Highway 46 US 101 interchange were initially scheduled to start this week, beginning Sunday and continuing through Friday, November 1st. However, CHP announced these closures are canceled and will be rescheduled. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near the 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start this morning and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
when he came into the league, he did not win Rookie of the Year, only because there was a guy by the name of Wilt Chamberlain who beat him out of the balloting. And also, Wilt beat him out as well for the MVP balloting. Oh, well. But he's had an outstanding career and a good guy. Lenny Wilkins. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.